Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. A Massachusetts attorney, once considered a symbol of addiction recovery success, now faces some lurid charges. David Perry, the owner of a Roxbury sober house, is accused of several things, including offering drugs and legal representation to residents of his house in exchange for sex. A pretrial conference is scheduled today. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, Perry's case is not only raising questions about the oversight of sober housing, but also about the addiction treatment center that referred patients to Perry's house.
Several people in Greater Boston's recovery community say they are not surprised by the 34 charges in the state attorney general's indictment against David Perry. The indictment alleges that from 2012 to 2017, Perry gave drugs, cash, and free rent in his sober house in exchange for sex.
When you actually first moved in, they would say, oh, if you don't have to pay rent, don't worry about it. You'll always go to the big bed, which meant you'd end up sleeping with Dave Perry if you couldn't pay the rent.
34-year-old Timothy Ostman says he lived at Perry's sober home called Recovery Education Services, or RES, in 2016. Ostman and some other RES clients who didn't want to be named for this story agree with much of what is outlined in the indictment. Ostman says essentially he felt he wasn't supported in his recovery.
They didn't enforce going to meetings. They didn't enforce getting a sponsor. They didn't tell you to try to go out and get a job, even if it was part-time.
Perry's lawyer says his client denies all the charges. He says Perry has helped, not harmed, scores of people with substance use disorders. Perry's story is often told as one of redemption. After his arrest in 2001 in a narcotics sweep, Perry was on federal probation for 5 years, and he was disbarred. And his charismatic telling of his story and his offers to help others made him a sought-after speaker at AA meetings and conferences.
You're one of those people suffering in sobriety. If you're looking around wondering when these hot coffee, cold metal chairs, church basement, shoot me now feeling is going to end, you know? If that's you in this room tonight, please, 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 my prayer is simple. Come up to any one of us who are carrying this message. We'll show you how to do this. Just tell us your name. We'll take it from there.
Perry also secured contracts with addiction treatment providers for residents to go to his sober home. Many residents told us they were referred to RES by their substance use treatment center called Bournewood, which is located in Brookline. They say after they completed detox, they could continue in Bournewood's day program and Bournewood would pay their rent at RES. Bournewood CEO Marcia Fowler says she works with various area sober homes, but she stopped working with RES at the beginning of this year.
Our main criteria for our relationships with the sober homes is ensuring that there is a clean and sober environment. And we, you know, had concerns that the patients that were referring there, that the environment was not supportive of their recovery.
Fowler says Bournewood does its best to vet sober homes. She says staff personally visit the homes and meet with the manager and owner. Fowler says housing is often a problem for her patients because many times people have nowhere to live to be able to continue the next step of treatment. And she says there are not enough sober houses, especially for women.
We're not going to discharge someone to the street, so we would rather discharge someone to a sober home where they can continue to engage in treatment than to have them receive no ongoing treatment at all.
A 2014 Massachusetts law set up a process for sober homes to become voluntarily certified. In 2015, the law required that any vendor with a state contract can only refer people to a certified sober home. Senator John Keenan, who's vice chair of the legislature's Joint Committee on Mental Health, Substance Use, and Recovery, says lawmakers will likely review whether licensed treatment programs are complying with that law.
I'm curious as to how we will be able to determine whether programs that are receiving state funding are referring clients to non-certified sober homes. I don't know if there's a mechanism in place right now to make that determination. That's something that we're going to have to look at.
Keenan says it's difficult to regulate sober homes because of federal housing laws that prohibit discrimination against those with disabilities, a group that includes people with addiction. But he says, especially after these allegations, the state will work to improve oversight.
Now, we have no control over whether somebody wants to run a substandard sober house, and we are aware that some of them are still out there, and this one is certainly alarming, but you know, we're trying to beef up our certification program to reward those doing the right thing.
The Massachusetts Alliance for Sober Housing, or MASH, has certified about 160 homes throughout the state that provide more than 2,000 beds. Average weekly rents range between $160 and $185. MASH Executive Director Marie Graves says certification means a sober house meets a set of standards and passes third-party safety inspections.
Right now, the certification itself is pretty strong, and we are really confident with how we're operating our certified homes.
It's not clear how many uncertified homes, like Dave Perry's, are in Massachusetts. Some treatment providers estimate that only about 20% of the sober homes operating in the state are certified. Perry's first sober house, called Safe Haven, was shut down amid complaints about noise and drug use. Shortly after that, he opened RES. His efforts to help other substance users were cited as a reason why he was readmitted to the Massachusetts Bar in 2014. A transcript quotes federal judge Mark Wolf as telling Perry, quote, "I hope and trust that you will sustain your efforts." But Judge Wolf also said, quote, "The challenges never disappear and the journey is never over." The next part of Perry's journey is today's hearing in Suffolk Superior Court and another review by the State Board of Bar Overseers, which says it's discussing Perry's options with him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.